that you were trying to overcome. You know, it's like ultimately the poor people are just training one oppressor by another, you know. I mean, mind you, you're a foreign oppressor to a national oppressor.
What's that?
You're just exchanging one international oppressor for a local oppressor.
Yeah.
But very much the same thing, you know, Europe.
Or you get a brief period of a revolutionary program.
Right.
You know, where you get schools and hospitals, blah, 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 some type of drive, education, like in Cuba.
Yeah, yeah, and that was really great. All those things, I think, overall, like, have proven to be very effective.
Yeah.
You know, but ultimately, the non-transfer of power, not walking away from power, is really what gets us at the left.
Yeah.
And at all levels, not just at the presidential level, but all kinds of levels, you know. Just really can have that thing that we, you know, we that you depend on one person to fix anything, you know, or to lead you anywhere. You know? Can't have that. It has to be a system that produces leaders all the time.
Yeah.
Some better than others, maybe, but still, you have to continue to produce them. And
it has to be regenerative, yes. and new ideas. And, yes. like the best revolutionaries are the people who allow themselves to be replaced, who want to actively seek out people who will replace them. You know what I mean? And, or to allow that to happen naturally.
Not, ultimately, not make it about you.
Yeah.
When it comes about you,
cult of the personality.
The cult of personality. That's when we lose it. That's when we lose it.
Yeah.
Everywhere, you know. Especially if he's stopping the progress of younger generations that they also want to have their own voice and ideas heard and whatever, you know. You need that refreshing, you know. And so establishing and recognizing that what came before, you stand on the shoulders of, you know, others.
That book I left with you, Madeline,
uh-huh.
Written by my friend, really talks a lot to that point of. We have.
Whoa!
What's happening?
Ice! Look.
We had a violent, obviously a violent rebellion in the north, which led to leaders of that rebellion getting into power, and then the people who were the cannon fodder of it left behind, and then the next generation building a new type of movement which has emerged, which has literally pulled down the government in the last few weeks, like months. But that book speaks to all of that stuff through the prism of language and culture. That's the thing I was saying about the habitual shifts within the Irish language movement. And it isn't total transferable because it is only a language movement, you know what I mean? But within that, an entire culture divorced from the state emerged. And that created a lot of space for thinking and activism and creativity and, you know, solidarity and love and sharing across people and that type of stuff. And there's some similar examples of language-based struggle in, you know, the Basque Country, even the Welsh language movement, there's other things like that, minority language struggles.
Chomsky's office address. Let's Google it.
I don't know, my internet won't work here.
Oh.
I get a phone signal but no